but a fair example of what our upper-class education does for the imagination of those who must presently take the lead among us. He declares plainly that we are raising a generation of rulers and of those with whom the duty of initiative should chiefly reside, who have minds atrophied by dull studies and deadening suggestions. And he thinks that this is a matter of the gravest concern for the future of this land and empire. It is difficult to avoid agreeing with him either in his observation or in his conclusion. Anyone who has seen much of undergraduates, or medical students, or army candidates, and also of their social subordinates, must be disposed to agree that the difference between the two classes is mainly in unimportant things, in polish, in manner, in superficialities of accent and vocabulary and social habit, and that their minds, in range and power, are very much on a level. With an invincibly aristocratic tradition, we are failing altogether to produce a leader class adequate to modern needs. The state is light-headed. But while one agrees with Capper and shares his alarm, one must confess the remedies he considers indicated do not seem quite so satisfactory as his diagnosis of the disease. He attacks the curriculum and tells us we must reduce or revolutionize instruction and exercise in the dead languages, introduce a broader...